Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling the same. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Thanks for coming through, my brother. Thanks for coming on out. Appreciate you, and that's the reason I give you a shouty. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going directly in your sight. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. And my brother, Ansel Jones. I said, my brother Ansel Jones, Pretty Petty Tuesday. So that's one more day down, y'all. One day down, we moving close to Friday. I don't know if Friday means anything to y'all, but every day is a blessing and every day is a gift. And one thing about life is it will show you right there in real time how precious life is and how much of a gift that it is. Sucre, Wow, what's going on? I good to see you right now. Sucre, how you feeling now? Hey, watch out now. How you doing, man? All right. So, we going to talk a little bit about people who be mooching, people who be leeching, people who just, who keep all of their money to themselves. Because we're not talking about people. We're not going to be talking about people who don't have no money. If you broke, You can't be expected to be spending all crazy and out of control or really, really being all that generous, even though I've known broke people who still give. They still give charity like they want some Mother Teresa shit. But then you have the people who feel like they have fought themselves up, fought their way up from the bottom, and they never really had nothing. They never really had the type of opportunities that you had, and they consider themselves to be luckier. I mean, consider you to be luckier than they are. They consider themselves to be less privileged than you are. So they don't have any problem and they feel no guilt or remorse about letting you spend your money on them. Said letting you spend your money on them. Yo, you go out to dinner, they don't leave no tip. They waiting for you to pay that shit. They ain't even chipping to the bill. They push that shit over to you. Yeah, put your credit card right through. But here's the twist on the whole thing. We're going to get to that bag. Here's the twist on the whole thing. They will use you until you stop letting them use you. They will let you accommodate them until you stop accommodating. And when you resist or when you put up a fight or when you charge them with never looking out or helping or offering anything, all of a sudden they start the campaign to make you look like the bad guy, bad guy. They gonna be calling you a snake and that shit they just couldn't take no more. So they moved out of your crib, but they didn't tell you, they didn't tell everybody how the fuck they live. They didn't tell everybody, they wouldn't even buy dishwashing detergent or even fucking laundry detergent. They wouldn't buy nothing going on excursions, always going out of town. How the hell that sound? They don't never had no money for sure, but they work every day. What kind of whore? We're going to get into this tonight. What's up, Emily? I done laughing. I said it, Emily. And Pink Pam Fur. What's going on, Miss? Yeah. Pamela, Pamela, how could you? Pamela, Pamela, how could you? I said, Pamela, Pamela, how could you? Let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? The Daily Go Get 'Em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. And we are in motion on this Pretty Petty Tuesday. And we talking about when they left you holding the bag, paying the rent, and leaving the tip. I said holding the bag, paying the rent, and leaving the tip. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Each and every one of y'all has a friend or a used-to-be friend or a family member that you stopped banging with like all of that because they was doing that little slick shit. Now, it was one thing when they were just, you know, when you had a good job or you was out there in the workforce and they were still struggling. Maybe they had a job, but it was just like a little job. So you was already up in, you know, working your way up the corporate ladder or you was on your nursing. You was on your nursing internship. You know, them registered nurses be getting money. Shit, even CNAs get a nice little check. But, you know, once you become an LPN, you up into like 40,000 to 60,000 range. And when you a registered nurse, boom, six figures, baby. You be first up in the 90s. And then you go over that shit. And y'all behind me, six figures. Yo, 105, six figures. Yo, I'm doing overtime, six figures. Got 150 this year. I'm like that shit. Doctors ain't making my shit. So you understand what I'm talking about? Do you underdig? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel what I'm talking about? This is what we going to get into. So you was doing your little nursing internship, you know, getting your little 40,000, 50,000. It's a nice little, just a nice check. Just to be an intern, getting a nice check. It's a good check. You gonna see this check? This check fat. Check fat, fat check. And they might have only been working like, you know, they doing a little Family Dollar thing. Oh, they bagging groceries down at Brown's shopping shop right, you know, down there off Fox Street, you know, Brown's. Brown's. And this is not no disrespect to anybody who is a cashier or anything like that. You have to do what you have to do in order to make ends meet. But you may not have been making enough money to really make ends meet and be able to go out and have a good time and buy margaritas. You know how expensive margaritas get. You know what I mean? Niggas be putting the salt and the sugar around the rim of the glass of the margarita glass. You turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, margarita's good as shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, order me another carafe. Order us another carafe of the margaritas and shit. I mean, how much can a margarita cost? These shits go, yo, these shits ain't even strong. I don't even feel nothing. Oh, shit, fucking margaritas. Oh, my God. Shit. Them motherfuckers, yo, them shits be sneaking up on a bitch. You know what I'm saying? They be sneaking up on a bitch. Fuck. Yeah, all hungover and shit. They got drunk, didn't pay that bill. Who paid for the margaritas? This shit is high shit. Ain't no such thing as a cheap margarita. Sure, high. You know what I'm talking about. All my Philly peeps, y'all know y'all done ran down to South Street to go to Copa's to get them carafes, the margaritas and shit. You know what I'm saying? They run that bill up to like $300-$400 and shit. You just tossing up, eating little food. They're going to eat a little food. Your ass got drunk off the margaritas that you didn't pay for. You ain't pay for one margarita, and you figured that your price for your payment for the margaritas was your fucking vomit in your own toilet. Oh, I'm sorry, the toilet of the person that you live with. Now you done let them drop $300 getting your bum ass drunk when it was your idea to go.
Niggas, I'm telling you. They'll catch you out there with that bullshit, son. And that's why you got to look out for self. Because these cats, they'll let you run up a $300-$400 bill, drinking bill, and eating bill at Copa's on South Street and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right there on the corner of 4th and South. You know what I'm talking about. And then you listening. And then you know what else they'll do? Anytime else you go out to a restaurant, you know, they be trying to itemize the bill and shit. They trying to itemize the bill. And that's only if they decide to pay. You know, if they can get away with not paying at all on some old where you invited me out, they'll do that too.
So, yeah. And you be mad. You be real mad. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So crazy. Twice says, that's the people that say, don't stop. Bring who you are because people take advantage. That's the people that say don't stop being. Oh, that's the people who say don't stop being who you are because people take advantage. Okay. Stacey White holding it down for the D. I said Stacey White holding it down for the D. I said Stacey White holding it down for the D. And yeah, I do see. And yo, Cherry, Cherry, Dana, Dane, Cherry, Cherry, Dana, Dane, Cherry, Cherry, Dana, Dane. It's Cinderella, Dana, Dane. Well, it's the woman and her name was famous. Cinderella, Dana, Dane. It's the woman and her name was famous. What's going on, Dana, Dane? So, yeah. Left holding the bag, paying the rent, and leaving the tip. They don't care. They figure you getting money. They have, you have all, they have none. So why don't you pay my way, son? And if you don't pay their way, now they want to go around telling everybody you a snake, that you really ain't a good person. You know, you really only treat people or give people things so you could talk about it behind their back, because that's all you do, according to them. That's all you do is talk about people like dogs behind their back. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I done fucked up my sinuses doing that fake throwing up shit. But that's not what I wanted to tell y'all. But I told y'all that anyway. But I'm going to tell you like this on the real shit. People who do that shit, you really have to be wary of them. Because there are people out here who are so vicious that when they can't use you no more, now they are going to make it look like they did everything for you and you did nothing for them, or whatever you did for them, it was just to show everybody else. And as soon as you couldn't use them for a display case anymore, then you didn't have no use for them anymore. Since I can't pay your way no more, well, since I can't show off what I did for you no more, then I got to leave you alone. I mean, I've been thinking to myself, like, what's the point? What's the logic behind this? This is crazy. But I've seen people do it, and y'all probably saw people do it too. You know, you ask what happened between such and such. Yo, y'all used to be thick as thieves. Every time you saw one, you saw the other. And, you know, I know that y'all was even living with each other for a little while or whatever. You know, what happened with that? Oh, yeah, I couldn't live with her. Or I couldn't live with him. You know, like, you know, the boy ain't what you think he is. You know, everybody think he's so cool and, you know, and all of that. He has some good qualities, but I'm trying to tell you, when you share living space with the boy, he become a whole different person. Yo, he a snake. You know what I mean? He talk about his family. He talk about his friends like dogs, like they ain't shit. You know what I mean? He got this kind of, he got a hero complex going on and whatever. And whenever you don't feed into that hero complex, he, man, the bull, yo, you know, it ain't nothing nice. And they doing all of this because you finally stood up to him and said, no, you pay your way for the rest of the, you know, for the rest of this time. You got money. You make money. You go to work every day. Go ahead. You pay your own way. And don't let them be living up under your roof. Don't let them be living up under your roof. They late with the rent, or they don't pay the rent, or they always have an excuse for how come they can't come up with the rent. But when you say, look, enough is enough. You need to go ahead and take that money that you was going to pay me and get your own place. Because this ain't working out. And they like, yeah, motherfucker tried to put me out for nothing. He or she tried to put me out for nothing, you know, because they just want to be bossing somebody around all the time, and I ain't the one for all of that. So, you know, he called himself, or she called herself, putting me out. That's what they called themselves doing? How'd it work out? Probably pretty well. You get the fuck out, like we was talking about yesterday. You get the out. Bang, zoom. Straight to the moon, Alice. Straight to the moon. But yeah. So what y'all know, man? What y'all talking about? And so Joan says, why Niece is so lovable? and irate at the same time. I don't know. Spoiled, maybe? Could be. And so Jones said, Narcissus says, Lil' Kim said, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Yeah, and some people live that out in real life. That's not just a line for everybody. For some people, that's real, real shit. That is real time. That's real track. That's the real deal. They're not playing. They're not kidding. And if you let some people get away with that long enough, they'll keep getting away with it and feel nothing about it. Like, well, you knew what it was when we met. You was already doing it. Now all of a sudden you wanna get mad because you wanna get mad because of this or that and the third or whatever. Like, so I'm mad because you won't pay your own way. You know how, like, when you would go out with your mom and your dad, you expected for them to pay. It's the way it was. They raised you. They had jobs. They showed you how to get money. And then all of a sudden, you got older. You start working, doing well for yourself. You may have started making more money than your parents. You never going to treat them? Well, they looking at it the same way. But they looking at it the way... They looking at it in a way that it stops when your parents were paying your way everywhere. So when y'all go somewhere, they expect you to pay. And you be wondering, like, where did you get this shit from? But then you probably have to remember that, yeah, you started treating them all the time. And one thing about treating people is they get used to being treated. They'll tell you, I like getting treated. This is fun. You know, they go to a restaurant when they treating. No, they may never treat. Some people will go to a restaurant by themselves. And they probably be balling on the budget when they go by themselves. But when they know you treating, they straight get blatant with it. Maybe when they went out by themselves, they didn't order no drinks or they ordered the mid shelf or bottom shelf shit. Yeah, let me get a screwdriver, but make sure they only got Nikolai in it. That shit, it performs the same function. Throw that Nikolai up in there. Mm-hmm. Throw that Jacqueline's. That's shit good as, or is that Jacqueline's, whatever. Jacqueline's, you know, the cheap vodka, the bottom shelf shit. You got a lot of that shit on the bottom shelf. You got Nikolai, Vladimir, Jacqueline's. Smirnoff is like mid shelf, right? Smirnoff. I used to like Smirnoff, but Smirnoff, the Smirnoff, Sky Vodka. Sky is actually a good vodka, but it's not top shelf. It's mid shelf. Same as Absolute. Absolute is not top shelf liquor. I think at one time it probably was. That shit got demoted. Absolute. But yeah, when they go out with you, ain't no Absolute. No, Absolute. Mm-mm. We drunk that back in the 90s. You know, Citron and the mother flavors that they had. You know, berries. Yeah. You remember those Absolute flavor vodkas? You remember the shit? When they go out with you, though, they order straight Grey Goose. Oh, yeah. And that Cuervo, them shots of tequila. No, the Cuervo ain't good enough. That 1800 ain't good enough. No, we going straight Patron. Patron. Yeah, I want to bring us three shots of Patron. Yeah, bring that patron. The patron.
Mm-hmm. And so Joe said, Lil' Kim is an air balloon now. I agree. He also says, ends don't have to meet. Just cross paths to cross paths hand to hand. And he said, our friend's so dramatic. Oh, you're just saying that. Oh. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. You know how bad your fucking throat and your stomach and shit be hurting? You know, like, throwing up, dry heaving and shit, that shit is equivalent to, like, 50 sit-ups and shit. Easy. Early. Early. Cherry says, I went on a date before, and the gentleman ordered all these drinks and did not have any money right on Shelton Avenue. Where y'all go to Champagne's? You at the Champagne's or the little bar down the street under the bridge? You know, across the street from the old car wash and the gas station, right there under the bridge with the train. Did you go to that little bar or did you go to Champagne's? With the Champagne's. Champagne's is a nice spot. Shout out the whole Germantown, particularly Champagne. Champagne's with the old owner. Yeah, that boy was on point. The new Champagne, it is what it is. We used to go to Champagne's on Mondays with them all-you-can-eat mussels and shit. Shit was banging. White sauce, red sauce, motherfucking mussels. Monday, though. I mean, all you can eat muscle. And so Joan says, I went on a date and her friend was there. I didn't know she was part of, whoa, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my? How y'all feeling? Good to see you from the floor to the ceiling. Just Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. It's always great to see you around here, girl. No digga. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the Daily Go Get Amazing Show on this Pretty Petty Tuesday. And we are talking about when you're left holding the bag, paying the rent, and leaving the tip. Speaking of leaving the tip, you know, sometimes when you go out to eat, you might agree like, all right, I'll pay for the meal. And all that shit, you just leave the tip. And then they try to leave an embarrassing tip. Like, yo, we ate up $200. And you going to leave $5? You going to leave the black tip? No, don't leave the black tip, man. Don't make us look like that. You the main reason why these restaurant owners and chains and shit be making you pay a gratuity. You don't leave the black tip, that $5. Look, you made $5. Like, I don't think people who have never waited tables understand how that works. I don't think they understand how they, like, when you wait tables, you have you either make minimum wage or even less than that because you work off of tips. They figure with they selfish ass, well, let somebody else pay the tip. Let somebody else make you rich for the night.
I'm giving you the black tip. You got $5, $5, got $5. I at me, please don't holler. $5, yo, go to school to be a scholar. $5, you made that. Why you hating that? I said $5, you got it. We was only eating for a half an hour. It was actually an hour and a half, but you got $5. Yo, do the math. You count $1, $2, $3, $4, $5. You ain't do shit. All you did was take an order. You ain't bring no food. We should get a $5 to the motherfucking base boy. That nigga is cool. Yo, yo. Shit is real. Shit is real. So, yeah. Left you leaving the tip. They were supposed to pay the tip. They tried to throw the $5 out there. You like, man, we ain't doing that. So what happens? You wound up paying for the meal, paying for the tip. They was drinking and shit too. That might have been the excuse for trying to pass off that $5. $5 boy, and I'm a $1 million man, and you a sucker MC, and you're my fans. You try to write lines around your mind. You're just a sucker MC in a pair of Calvin Klein's. Coming from the wackest part of town, trying to rap, but you can't get down. You don't even know your English, your verbs, and but you know what I'm talking about. And so, you get manipulated into paying for the whole meal. And D'Angelo, how does it feel? Like, you ain't embarrassing me leaving no $5 tip. Like, I might not be no big tipper, but sheesh, I can count. We gotta do the percentages. Even though for a meal of two people, I don't think that the percentage should go up with the price. Because you spend $300, and it is possible to spend $300 or more for just two people eating. You go to an expensive restaurant, that's two people. They may not have even drank a lot. And it's $5, and you expect me to leave you $50 tip? Not going to fucking happen. You didn't have to do that much work. It's two people. It's not like a party of eight. You wasn't taking mad orders and shit and then trying to separate bills and all that old crazy shit. That old crazy shit. Yeah, the stupid shit, man. Cheryl Hudson says, is that like when you have a party and when it's over, everyone left and you have to clean up by yourself? Yeah, it's like that. That's very rude, you know. But if you want to organize a party, you need to organize the setup crew and the cleanup crew. You need to, you know, don't be dependent on people. You know, you have a Super Bowl party. Ain't nobody staying after no Super Bowl to help you clean up. Niggas is drunk. They mad. They lost money. All that old crazy shit. Like, nah, don't depend on them. You better have your own people ready to go. That's what I think you better do. Oh, I believe we have a caller on the line. Have a caller on the line. There's a caller on the line. Let's take it right now. Let's see how it's going down. Caller with the last number is 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind this evening?
Hi, son. I was thinking about the title of your show tonight. There's so many ways that you can be left holding the bag. I've been a landlord before.
Ooh.
So I've had tenants who left me, left out in the middle of the night owing money.
Yes.
You know, that's a huge bag to be left with, to be left holding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I believe I called in one time. We were talking about utilities. Left me holding the bag about utilities.
Yeah.
Utility bill. Man, there's so many different ways. This dude chased me for months. I finally gave him some play. We're on the phone, we talking, you know, every night. Unbeknownst to me, during our conversations, I guess he got a raised eyebrow when he realized that I made more money than him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know none of this. I don't know that's how, you know, how that's how his mind is working, and he's, you know, he's formulating some kind of plan. He plans this whole big day together, and when we go out to eat, and right before time to pay, he's like, "Well, you know, since you make more money, and y'all women want to be equal, I don't see the problem with you paying for this meal." I said, "Well, wait a goddamn minute." When the equality comes into this whole, you know, this whole conversation regarding this meal, I mean, I got it and I can do it, but that's, you know, that's corny. I wasn't as tactful as I was just now.
Right. There was, I would imagine that you were probably a little bit more spirited.
I was spirited, yet classy. but, you know, there was suckage of dicks involved, and I was just, it was like, come on now, stop. We're not doing that.
Oh, yeah,
but
that.
He really tried to leave me, you know, like, yo, you gonna pay. I don't see what the problem is. Like, there was a whole argument about it. I was like, this is crazy. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are a lot of ways that you could flip this story, but the real basis of the story, the real meat of the story, of these stories and of this show, is how people will slander you and make you look bad for cutting them off or for making them pay their equal share.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, you don't even know about it until it's too late.
Yeah. Sometimes kids
months
do
later,
that.
Years yeah. later, people yeah. like, yeah. The reason we stopped speaking to you is because we, you know, he or she told us that you just kicked them out for nothing. You just got drunk one night, got mad, and kicked them out. We didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to give them the whole real story. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Yeah.
People will shit on your name all because they finally had to pay something that they pay for something that they bought or a bill that they ran up or some shit like that. Because in their heart, they really want to be like, but you got it like that and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You've had everything and I've had nothing.
Yeah, there's a sense of entitlement that's had by a lot of people, this generation of kids. A lot of kids feel like, oh, yeah, I know I'm 22, or I know I'm 26, I know I'm 30, but as my parent, you're supposed to still do this, that, and the other. And then the minute the parent doesn't pay, or, you know, for whatever it is that they want, then all of a sudden the parent's the deadbeat.
It's too much. And how can you be a deadbeat active parent?
Apparently you can. Like I said, it's a sense of entitlement.
I'm glad you brought up the whole thing about, you know, parents, though. Let me ask you this. You know, there are some baby moms out there who will let their baby father pay for everything when they're not together. It's almost like it's a form of punishment for them either breaking up with them or whatever. You know what I mean? So I've seen all kinds of trifling shit. And as a matter of fact, what I'm about to tell y'all about, you know, I'm about to tell y'all about how there are some baby moms who will send their kids to the baby father for the weekend or for the week or for the summer and don't send them with no clothes. And recently, I heard somebody co-sign that shit. Like, yeah. Yeah, when I send them with you, you get them the stuff because every time I send them with stuff, they don't bring everything back and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why would they bring everything back? Shouldn't they have something for when they go back again? Like, but yeah, they was like, no, they don't need nothing but the clothes when they back or whatever. You go ahead and get them all their new stuff. You keep that at your house. And I'm like, okay. So sometimes this happens in response or in retaliation for the baby father moving on or for him not, you know, chasing behind you, sniffing behind your ass, or, you know, no more. Or he has another child on the way or he has some type of successful, loving relationship and you don't like it. So would you consider a situation where a woman is scorned and displays that type of behavior, would you associate that with like slandering somebody because they kicked you out or because they, you know, made you pay your fair share or whatever?
Yes. I've actually been the new love interest in a situation like that.
Okay.
So my ex-husband's first wife, man, every visit, and we had them one weekend out of every month and every holiday in half of the summer. Like we would buy clothes and sneakers. I would buy clothes and sneakers. And she wouldn't send them back. And she wouldn't send them with clothes or sneakers. Well, it was just like, this is all, whatever they have on their back, that's it. That was it. They didn't have a bag. They didn't even have toiletries. Nothing. And when we would send, you know, they would go over her mother, even because her mother was up here, and then they wouldn't come back with their stuff. It was just a mess. But I do
sound like
that with me. I most certainly do.
Mm-hmm. That's,
and if we dared, yeah, like not buy, like we didn't buy something, it was like, oh, I can't believe you didn't, you know, provide this for your child. And she was getting almost $2,800 a month in child support.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
With her getting all of that, getting that child support money, when people still press the issue after they, when they have money of their, like I was talking about in the beginning, so they have their own money, but they still want you to spend your own money, what do they do with their own money?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, I mean, can you speculate?
I know what she was doing with her money, but, I know what she was doing with the child support money. She was buying furs and cars and clothes for herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people like that are wasteful. You know, they think short term, like Nas's baby mom, like Nas's daughter's, you know, he has a daughter by this girl. And the girl just turned 18. And now his daughter's mother's saying that she's homeless because she's not getting child support checks anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, you thought you knew for 18 years she was going to turn 18, sis. Like, you should not be in a position where you're homeless because you don't have a child support check. So for people that are like that, they're wasteful anyway. What?
I mean, because I've seen it done like that, and they still parted their lips to talk about how to father wasn't shit, and you know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
like, and I'm like, So I didn't know that you could pay child support and still be considered a deadbeat. But I heard it with my own ears.
Apparently.
You wasn't paying enough child support.
Yep.
I'm like, well, if the state
you
doesn't...
Can pay for college. You can pay for medical. I said you can pay for college. You can pay for medical benefits. You can pay for half of, you can whatever, and still be called a deadbeat the minute, the first minute you don't, you know, you don't comply with whatever.
Yeah. I just figure if the state doesn't consider you, if the state doesn't see the benefit in giving a raise in child support, that's that. Well, like, what you don't think they know how to count?
Like, really don't know how to count. They don't.
I'm not giving them
orders that were $20 and $40 a week.
What I'm saying is, listen, if you only have half a job and you got. And you got like 14 kids. There's only so much the state can do. I ain't talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I send this bitch $1.75 every fucking month. I ain't missed a month. It's nothing I do is good enough. That shit, she can get ham for that shit, $1.75 ham. Yo, you get a couple of Kaiser rolls, you will be, my kids to eat for like a month. And that would be enough if the mom wasn't trying to eat sandwiches too. She should buy her own sandwich. That $1.75 is for my fucking baby. These chicks out here selfish as shit. Shit, my other 12 baby moms, they don't act like that though.
Not 12.
This shit is rad, man. This shit is rad. So
I had a guy tell me on I made a post on Facebook. This dude was like, there's nothing a child could eat that's going to cost $100 a month. I kid you not. Mom.
He must not eat seafood.
A month.
Especially nowadays. Yo.
It don't even have to be seafood. 31 days. You're telling me
I'm
that your child cannot eat $100 worth of food? We're not even talking about any other.
Listen. He's thinking hot dogs. He's thinking a pack of hamburgers. He's not considering that you have to buy. He's not considering that the child is not like he's taking more into consideration that the child is eating along with everybody else. He doesn't realize that the grocery bill included everybody and shit. Like, he want to itemize and audit the damn child's meal. Like, well, he got this many peas, and what kind of juice is that? What kind of what's this lasagna? He only got this little piece of lasagna. He don't even really like that shit that much. And okay, all right, over here he got a piece of chicken. That shit? I'm like, that shit what, motherfucker? You go to country cooking, that shit's going to cost $30 right there.
Mm-hmm.
you know black businesses be charging you high shit. Listen, man. Shout out to black businesses. You know what I mean? What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to tear down or slander black businesses. But y'all know goddamn Listen, this four chicken wing shit, God forbid it be six or more. But this 6 weeks, I just don't see how that shit costs
$20.
I don't fucking get it. Yo, I'm fucking playing. Stay away from, yo.
Shit.
All right, I'm gonna give my other black people, I'm gonna give y'all a word of advice. Here's a tip. Here's a financial tip. And this will help you to keep your, you know, it'll help you to support black businesses, you know, so you'll give your proper share back to the community and still be able to eat tomorrow. When you go to black businesses, stay away from the fucking platter. Order a la carte. You want wings? Don't get nothing but the wings. You want a side? Don't get nothing but sides. Like, I just come here for the macaroni salad. I don't want shit up. No, nothing else. How much that side? $3 for the side? I want one. And I'll be back next Friday.
I do that at my Jamaican spot.
So check it out, right? You go to the black restaurant, you get the macaroni salad, and then you go get six chicken wings from the cheese. Look, now you've supported people of color. Yeah, I'm gonna get paid for this shit. I'm about to get my hood card cooked. But shoot, man, black restaurant, they be, yo, you can't afford that shit. Are they four-star restaurant? I mean, listen, man, and you know we be scrutinizing the shit out of black businesses. Like, yo, that food ain't that shit is not $35 worthy. You know what I mean? It's just not. Now the seafood places do. I give it to them. They represent. You know what I mean? You know, you want to spend your $35 to $50 on your little two clusters of, you know, Dungeness crabs and, you know, the corn and the potatoes and strip and you know what I'm talking about. It's all the same thing.
Two sausages and a half a red potato. Yep.
The fucking potato, the damn corn, all the shit tastes like the damn shrimp. Everything in that fucking...
You ain't never done
that. Everything in that shit tastes like the same shit. So you eat the crab tastes like shrimp. You eat the shrimp. The shrimp tastes like shrimp. The mussels taste like shrimp from a clam. The corn. The broccoli tastes like shrimp too. Like, why do I have Old Bay seasoning on broccoli? Fuck. I ain't been in no household. You know how many households I've been in where I had broccoli? I ain't never seen nobody put Old Bay on that shit. That's all right. I'm brainstorming now. I'm gonna come up with a new black restaurant, and I'm gonna introduce green beans to the game. You know what I mean? Fucking Old Bay green beans. Y'all keep a watch out. It's going down. It's going to hell. All right, man. Well, shout out to Jawaz Shabazz. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it. But yeah, man. You know, getting back on the topic, this is a serious thing because, you know, socially, we have so many issues, especially in our community, just trying to unite. Especially on a large level, it's almost impossible for us to unite. But it's getting harder for us to unite on a smaller level because of the expectations of one to basically pay for everything and give them everything because they supposedly have a lot. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, man, we can't do it like that. There's nowhere that says only rich people give charity or give back or contribute or help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are perfectly happy being the poor underprivileged All right. Yeah, y'all, you know what I mean? Thanks for looking out. Oh, yeah, they'll thank you. Oh, yeah, man, good looking out, man. Thanks. You be looking out. You be looking out. Well, when the fuck you going to look back out? You ain't got to do it right. You got to do, you know what, you know how they say, some gave all gave some. Remember, some gave all gave some. I'm like, where your some at? Like, well, remember back in 1978 when I scrambled a pack of cherry now laters. Didn't you get one? Didn't you? So you gonna sit right there and say, I never looked out. I scrambled the cherry now laters. You got that shit. The cherry, not the banana, not the lemon, none of the 40 flip. The cherry, red. Red. Yeah. That's when they was 10 in a pack. You know what I mean? It was drafted. It was 10 now laters in that bitch.
Not the mini pack with the 5 in it.
Yeah, mini pack. Them squares small as shit, boy. Them squares small. They gonna be marble sized in a minute.
So wait a minute, I thought of something. What about let's say you and a bunch of friends, you know, you say, oh, we're going to get so-and-so this wedding gift or birthday gift, and everybody's going to put in a certain amount. And then when it's time to, you know, maybe somebody already bought it on their credit card, and it might be somebody who makes a decent amount of money or more money than some, you know, and now it's time to pay up. Everybody puts their money in. There's always one or two people like, yo, I ain't got it. Come on, put it in for me because you make whatever, because you have this job. And they expect you to just cover them. So now they're leaving you, you know, short after you already put it on your credit card. Or, you know, when people plan those big trips, oh, let's all go on a big trip together. It's cheaper if we do a group rate. You know, we're gonna make three payments. One payment in January, one payment in June, and last payment in September before we go in October.
Mm-hmm.
Always, there's always a group of people out of the large group. It's 24 y'all, four people.
Uh-huh.
So I can't make my last payment, or they can't make the second payment. They always make the first one so they could, you know.
Yeah, the first one is
secure. Now I got my spot. Now, if you pressing them for the second payment, because now you got to make the rest of the payments to whatever travel agency or whatever. Now is there something wrong with you? Now they talking shit on you about how either you're controlling or you're you know, you're rude, or you know, people come up with all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, yo, I mean, everybody knew what time it was. You had 6 months to get this money together. All you had to do was put $10 to the side every week. What's up? So I just thought about that while you were talking.
Well, I'm going to say shout out to the ones who actually made if you make it to the trip, that's a blessing in itself. What about all of the relationships that died on the trip? Like, you know how people be finding out that all-inclusive only applies on the boat or at the hotel, and even then it don't apply to everything? Like, all-inclusive don't involve liquor. You didn't know that? Like, you going to rock out with this Pepsi, or if you out of the country, no, you're not getting no Pepsi. You're not getting no Pepsi. You're not getting no Coke. You going to get busy on this lemonade. You know what I mean? You know, this British lemonade and shit. And no, it ain't no ice in that bitch. They think it's cold enough. You like, yo, what y'all got against ice? Like, we British, we don't fuck around like that. This shit is so fucking real. You'll be like, yo, you on the boat, like, you over here, you know, you thought you was fly because you was, you know, you was getting on the, you know, the British, what's the British cruise line called? I went on the ship. Royal Caribbean, right?
The Avalon? Not Avalon. What are you talking about?
No, Royal Caribbean.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so you go on Royal Caribbean, shit fly. You got butlers and maids and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You get down there, and, you know, to do the all-you-can-eat thing, you know, part of the whole all-inclusive thing, you know? And you're like, yo, where the soda at? Can I get a Sprite? No. Can I get a Pepsi? No. Can I get a Coke? No. A slice? No. RC? No. None of that shit. You going to get busy. Hey, we got this lemonade. All right, the lemonade. All right, I fucked with lemonade. All right, cool, lemonade. The lemonade. Yo, this lemonade is awfully lemony. Like, with the sugar. That's when you find out that British sugar, it tastes a little different than American sugar. But I ain't even get on. We ain't even get to the part about the ketchup. You don't want to fuck with that.
You know what?
I'll give you a little hint. It ain't Heinz. You can best believe that shit. So it's a moral. They give you some tomatoes. Yo, that tomato ketchup got real tomatoes. You like, what the fuck is this shit? Yo, what we doing? What we doing? Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all. That is not ketchup. That's that shit that they used to use to use as fake blood in blaxploitation movies
you
back
know
in
what?
The 70s. That's
how.
Yeah, that was the shit they used in Black Caesar. I see that shit. I hear James Brown singing in the background. All right. Okay. All right, man, y'all got me wilding. Okay, bottom line is, so you be on an all-inclusive trip, and you realize that you didn't bring enough money for this all-inclusive trip. You thinking that you really didn't have to bring no money because it's supposed to be all-inclusive. You didn't realize you was going to need to get off the boat and go buy souvenirs and shit, or you can stay on the boat and buy souvenirs that you can't afford, or you gamble in the casino that rob you blind right while you on the boat. You don't have enough money to drink, so you borrowing money and credit card usage from your friends and shit with no real intentions of paying back. So y'all getting back on the mainland after fighting overseas or in the seas, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, look, I know a lot of people who fucked up relationship, like, I've known people who didn't even leave the States. They went down Florida, came back, mortal enemies. Like, that bitch better not say nothing to me ever the fuck again. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We became enemies on South Beach. That's where it all went down. But yeah, I mean.
So what do you do when you realize that's who that you're up against a moocher?
Well, that's when you have to make a decision in your life. It's the same way that you have to make a decision when you're a sugar daddy or a sugar mama. How much sugar are you going to sprinkle, or are you going to pour?
Right.
Because money has a limit. Now, does your gratuity have a limit? Do you just keep accommodating, keep finding ways to give somebody what they want without them ever giving back or contributing in any way? Or do you say, listen, I love you, I want you, and I want to help you out, but I'm going to need you to at least, like, I don't know, get a fucking job, little something. You know what I'm saying? You at home playing this Joan Cleaver shit. Nah.
June Cleaver.
My bad. You on this June Cleaver shit. Like, it's just not going to work out. It's not going to work out. You ain't even got kids like that. You on smoking weed and sniffing lines all day and shit. You know what I mean? You fucking other niggas. I can't even get no ass. Like, yo. I'm paying car notes. You know what I'm saying? I put you in this luxurious, I put you up in this luxurious room. Yeah, room, goddamn. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna say nothing. Hey, listen, if it was luxurious,
that's
it was
right,
luxurious.
Goddamn.
I'm gonna let him live.
I'll never forget one of my tenants, Willie. Willie set his chick up. He set his little side chick up in one of my rooming houses. He was coming through every, I'll never forget his voice. He used to call every month when it was time to pay the rent. He'd be like, this is Willie. And I'd be like, okay, Willie, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I want to come down and pay the rent over on for Lehigh Avenue. And I was like, all right, Mr. I can't remember his last name because he just said Willie. Her name was actually on the lease, but Willie came down there and paid. Willie, he paid the rent faithfully every month when it was time to pay. Every 2 weeks. And then Willie died.
Oh,
and I was kind of sad about it. He was a cool dude. You know what I mean? He was a cool dude. Just a regular working man. But he fucked around and died. And then she had to move.
Wait a minute. She couldn't afford to pay it without Willie?
Well, you got to understand. When you have a sponsor, you only last until that sponsorship is done. When the sponsorship is done, just like a TV or radio station, you have to find another sponsor. You ain't just going to let them DJs keep spinning them records. That's how it works. Listen. I like the show Living Single just like you, but guess what? They don't got no sponsors. That shit is off the air. Yeah, y'all can write as many letters the fuck y'all want to. That shit ain't going back to me. Meanwhile, you got a show like MASH. That shit ain't never going off the air.
It's on right now.
Who don't watch it? Yeah, I don't know. But that's how I go. Listen, we gotta get on up out of here. But listen, I done laughed a lot today. This is a big contrast from yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. Thanks for everybody blowing up the chat room. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that too, no doubt. Sorry I couldn't read your comments, but I'm reading and enjoying it. No doubt. Let's do these birthday shout outs and let's rock out. Thanks for coming through though.
No problem.
All right, y'all. Whew. I'm telling you, y'all gave me the business. They gave me a business. You know what I'm saying? I lost my friends on a carnival cruise because they couldn't pay for their margarita. Gone on a carnival cruise. By the way, if you go on a carnival cruise, you can have all the Pepsi and Coke you want because it's an American cruise line. When you go to the European cruise line, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know what I mean? You go on Royal Caribbean, you're not getting no soda, you're not getting no ice. You know, Americans believe in ice machines everywhere they go. The Europeans don't get down like that. They just refrigerate their water and dot. And dot. We have some birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the rocks. Loose Alvarez, Luz Alvarez, turning 49 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Luz. And also Precious Christ. Happy birthday to you, Precious Christ. She actually, I think it's she. Actually comments a lot on my page. And Jay Cottrell, turning 33 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Miss Cottrell. And last but not least, Erica Bird, turning 48 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious May 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, man, when they leave you holding the bag and paying the rent and leaving the tip, well, you're going to have to make a decision sometime in your life, man. You don't want to be getting used. You don't want to be getting leached on. You don't want to be getting mooched. You don't want to be out there always having to be the one to pay and nobody else pays their way. And you just feel like you're not good for anything except for a check or a card swipe or a couple of dollars. Well, you control that. So more than likely, if you were instrumental in creating that situation, you're going to have to be instrumental in unraveling and unplugging and undoing and reversing that situation. And you got what it takes. You're just going to have to stand up and be the man and or the woman and or understand that that's not a good way to build a foundation of someone liking you, admiring you, or loving you. Because I'm going to keep on loving you, because it's the only thing I want to do. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all back to life. We will be back tomorrow night. We will be back tomorrow night. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So make sure y'all come through. Bring a friend too. And make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. We get back. So Blog Talk, I'ma holla back. Get back. I'ma holla back at y'all. That's my word. So let me get you on the body here. Get your wine out of here. All right. Peace.